You're listening to The Naked Scientist. Now, first this week, a new high-tech gadget has been invented that was inspired by the humble mosquito, and it could one day provide diabetic patients with a portable artificial pancreas that would help painlessly monitor and control their blood sugar levels. Well, the electric mosquito, or e-mosquito, was invented and patented by Martin Minchev and Karen Kaler, who are electrical engineers from the University of Calgary in Canada. And they modelled this on the piercing, sucking mouthparts of mosquitoes. This e-mosquito device is currently about the size of a deck of cards, and it contains four microneedles, and they're about twice the diameter of a human hair. Now, the key to this device is that by carefully controlling the movement of those needles, they can penetrate the skin just far enough to draw blood from shallow capillaries while avoiding the nerves that are slightly deeper in the skin. So the idea is that the patient shouldn't feel a thing when the blood sample is being taken. Now, the needles draw a tiny drop of blood, less than a milliliter, but that's still enough for a lab-on-a-chip sensor in the device to measure blood sugar levels. And it sends that information wirelessly to a computer or even to a monitoring instrument worn on the wrist. And it can be hooked up to an alarm so that the patient or a doctor is warned if blood sugar levels start to get to dangerous levels. Now, Minchev and Kaler hope to start working on making this gadget much smaller, till perhaps it might look like a sticking plaster or a band-aid. You can just stick that on your arm. And that would sort of give it this painless way of effortlessly monitoring blood sugar all the day long. And the idea eventually, which is really exciting, is to link this e-mosquito device to another device that would administer insulin. And that's that vital hormone that diabetics lack, which regulates blood sugar levels normally. And this would essentially create an artificial pancreas, which is what most of us have, luckily, that does it for us inside us. But this would be able to monitor the amount of glucose in the blood and then automatically deliver the correct dose of insulin when it's needed to the diabetic patient. So it could offer this e-mosquito really could offer some hope for the 246 million people around the world who suffer from diabetes and for whom needles and painful, time-consuming blood tests are really part of everyday life still.
Which is very good news indeed. Thank you, Helen.